Who's on top, Corn Pop? Troy Aikman, Northeast Lib suggests it's Kamala Harris, not Biden in charge. By Kevin Shoah on October 25, 2020. President Trump is running against Joe Biden, right? Technically, yes. However, there's a growing sentiment out there that while the former vice president is indeed on top of the Democrat ticket, it's actually his running mate who's running the show. Liberals often accuse Donald Trump and conservatives of using dog whistles. Even after Trump answers the same questions again and again, media members still paint a picture suggesting Trump is using code words of some sort. He's not. We know this. But, for a group of complainers who accuse others of dog whistling at every turn, they are the ones who are flat out howling when it comes to their thoughts on the presidential race. In the past, the Obamas and Clintons of the world have been very careful with their messaging. Dems have usually tried to sound like centrists during the campaigns only to unleash their far-left policies after election. No more. Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris have been quite brazen in talking about their ideas, even those that resemble socialism and communism. Their surrogates and supporters have been even zanier, bragging about a potential America with no police, fewer guns, fewer babies, and a whole lot of canceling. Last week, NFL broadcasters Joe Buck and Troy Aikman made headlines when a hot mic caught the pair bashing pre-game military flyovers. "That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work," Buck snarkily exclaimed. No surprise there's this feeling in NFL circles considering how unpatriotic and anti-American the once wonderful league has become. But it was the comment from Aikman that was more telling in the big picture. "That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket, I'll tell you that right now, partner," Aikman said. The former Dallas Cowboys quarterback's choice of words speaks volumes. Why did he say Kamala Biden instead of Biden Kamala or Biden Harris or Joe and Kamala? Good question. You never hear how about that Pence-Trump ticket. Or that Kane-Clinton team is something else. Even thinking Biden-Obama would be blasphemous in Democrat circles. So, what gives? It's pretty simple. Trump was right again. The president has repeatedly warned that if elected, Biden would not be in charge. Senator Harris and perhaps even Bernie Sanders and company will really be calling the shots. Biden is merely a shaky, frail hand to sign the insane legislation that the most liberal officials are sure to push. Aikman is onto something. The three-time Super Bowl champ is not alone. There is a huge swath of liberals that want Harris to be president ASAP. In Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, lawn signs emblazoned with "Harris Biden, not Biden Harris" have been popping up. There are even bumper stickers that do say "Biden Harris," but the font for Biden's name is very small, while the font for Harris is huge. Libs in the know are letting the rest of the Starbucks guzzling, Subaru driving crowd in on the big secret. This ticket is ultra-liberal. For the AOC fans who think Biden isn't liberal enough, there's a movement assuring them that he is nothing but a figurehead. Rest assured, if elected, Biden will merely be a puppet for the most liberal senators like Harris and Sanders and the wackiest of Congress members like AOC plus three. Some believe Biden may not even stick around for a year or two, let alone a full term. The message is clear and frightening: if Trump loses, Kamala Harris will be the president of the United States, and soon. So, now that those so giddy about a Harris administration have tipped their hand, it's up to Americans who still want America to be exceptional to step up and vote. There's no excuse not to. Troy Aikman has warned the nation, albeit inadvertently. Many liberals think the Harris scheme is going to work. It's up to President Trump to call an audible and for we the people to execute the game plan. Just like Aikman, Trump has been known to cover the spread. Just like Aikman, it's hard to bet against Trump. Unlike Aikman, Trump speaks honestly whether the mic is on or off. Whatever the case, the battle lines are drawn. It's Trump versus Biden or Trump versus Harris or Trump versus liberalism. Whatever you call it, it's time to choose your team. Follow Kevin Shoah on Twitter @KevinShoah.